On behalf of our kids in the world, here are two things every mom needs to know. Number one, put down your phone, unless your kid's name is phone. Number two, don't name your kid phone. That's just not right. That's messed up. Number three, we love you. It's just sometimes we don't know how to say it. Sometimes it just comes out screaming or crying. But the next time your kid screams, you know what they're really saying is, I love you, Mom. You're beautiful. Thank you for not naming me phone. Four, stop cleaning. Our house isn't messy. Our house is awesome. It's awesome because we live in it. My mom got stuff to do. Number five, Mom upside down is wow. Doesn't really mean anyway, but it's all really cool. Wow. It should be like this. Wow. Number six, wow. I want to take a second and talk about meatloaf. Meatloaf like a loaf of bread with meat. Mom, we love you, but let's cool down the meatloaf. Number seven, thank you for cleaning up all the poop. Have fun for lunch. We love to see you have fun.
Dance in the grocery store.
I love all this stuff. Or sing in the middle of my driveway. And now, scary kids so much, now be quiet. Mom, shout less. I get it. Sometimes we do, sometimes don't. Growing up is scary. There's school, there's tests, there's sometimes there's clocks that have hands, there's time, shoes, and kilograms and kilograms.
Kilograms?
I don't know, it's hard, but that's why I go to school. It's hard to grow up. Sometimes we just need moms to tell us everything's okay. Number 10, the secret to changing the world, moms. Without moms, none of us would be here. Moms, kids love you, you, and you. If every mom in the world knew how awesome they were, every problem in the world would be fixed. For kids everywhere, thanks for believing in us, putting up with us, and straight up loving us. Moms, you keep us dancing.
Moms, what an absolute blessing, aren't they? Yep. I love what that little guy says. He's telling the truth. Where would we be without moms? Well, you certainly wouldn't be here today, amen? Amen. We need moms. They're the ones that bring us into life. Moms are absolutely awesome. You know what? If you're a mom today, would you please stand so we can give you a round of applause? Yeah, let's give our moms a round of applause. Woo! This is for all the hard work they do, amen? Amen. What was that? Did someone say, what do moms do? Did I hear that? Did somebody say, what did moms do? I think I heard somebody say, what did moms do? This is not the day to say that, right? It's Mother's Day. You shouldn't ask that question. But you know what? I asked that question before. I don't know if you're like me. You ever done something like this, Ron? I came home from work one day. I parked my car in the driveway. And I saw Shannon's blazer door open. I thought, what is that? So I shut the door. I looked around in the backyard. My kids are playing in the mud next to their swing set. And I thought, what the heck is going on? The back door is open. Kids are all full of money. There's cereal boxes. There's wrappers all over the yard. So I go, hey, kids, what's going on? Hi, Dad. And you come to give me a hug. And, you know, I didn't necessarily want that big muddy hug at that time. So I gave him a little pat. And then I walked in the house and I saw the house was destroyed. There are VHS tapes all over the living room. Does anybody remember what a VHS tape is? Yeah, back in the day. And ours were Barney videos to make it even worse. So there were Barney videos all over the living room. A lamp was knocked over. I mean, the house was destroyed. And then I went into the kitchen, ditches in the sink, Sunny Delight container on the floor. And I mean, it was still dripping out that fake orange juice stuff, you know, that's inside. Our dog had the fridge open and there was leftovers on the floor. I'm like, somebody had robbed us. What happened to our house? And so I said, Shannon, where are you at? She didn't reply. So I went running upstairs, tripping over clothes and toys. I finally get upstairs, and Shannon's sitting in bed in some pajama pants. I said, honey, what are you doing? She's like, well, how was your day, honey? I said, My day was good, but what the heck happened around here? Said, you know all those things you think I don't do every day? Well, today I didn't do them. Woo! I think that could be a true story in every one of our lives, amen? Yeah, see Cassidy, she knows, she's even clapping. What would we do without our mothers? I truly believe that our mothers are one of the keys to success in society today. One of the most important roles on all the face of the earth. One of my favorite presidents' name was George Washington. He said this, "All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute all my success in this life, and my moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her. She made me the man that I am." Praise God for mothers today. Amen. Today I'm going to talk to you about another amazing mom. A mom so amazing, you probably don't even know her name.
Mary.
Nope. Good guess. But, so what I'm going to do is, I thought about just giving you a quiz today. I thought that would be fun, where I would just go through and ask you who the mom was for every one of the children in the Bible. But I realized that I have a graduation to go to in a little while, and there's no chance I would ever finish by then. So what I did is I picked a mom that I really liked in the Bible. One that the Lord really worked in many great ways through. And this mom was the child, well, I guess the parent, of the child Moses. Does anybody know the mom's name? Everybody, I don't see any confident answers coming out here. Huh? Hey, no cheating. All right, well, you're going to find out. You're going to find out today. Open your Bibles up to Exodus chapter 2. If you have God's Word in front of you, open up to Exodus chapter 2. I'm going to read verses 1 through 11. We're going to find out a little bit about this elusive lady who's only mentioned two times in the Bible by name, but made a huge impact for all the world. Exodus chapter 2, looking at verses 1 through 11. If you're in your Bibles, just the second chapter, Genesis, then Exodus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Here's what God's Word has to say. "And a man of the house of Levi went and took as a wife a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, and put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds by the river's bank. And the sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. Then the daughter of the Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked along the riverside. And when he saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him, and she said, 'This is one of the Hebrews' children.' Then his sister said to the Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and call a nurse for you? Maybe the Hebrew woman?' And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Go.' So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Then the Pharaoh's daughter said to her, 'Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages.' So the woman took the child and nursed him, and the child grew, and she brought him to the Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, 'Because I drew him out of the water.' Now it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out to his brethren and he looked at their burdens and he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren." Let's bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer today. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you to be able to come into your house, to be able to worship you. Thank you for all the moms that are here today and all the dads. Thank you for all the children, Lord. God, you have blessed us and blessed us abundantly, Lord. God, above all these things, we thank you for your word, God. Without it, we would never know who you are. We would never know how to accept you as our Lord and Savior. We'd never know how to get to heaven. Lord, we thank you for all the moms and dads out there, God, that are holy, that are precious, that teach us about the Lord, that read the Bible studies to us when we're kids, that listen to those great songs and sing things like "Jesus Loved Me." Lord, I pray that moms and dads all over the world will continue doing those things to bring glory and honor to your name. And Lord, as we preach this message that you've given us today, I pray, God, that you would cast aside any thoughts, any cares, any burdens, any worries. Leave those at the door, Lord, and help us to come with an open heart to hear the message you have for us. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done for us. But thank you most for giving your only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins. For it's in your name we pray, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I thought one of the interesting things in that little video that the kiddo said was, mom flipped upside down, was wow. I thought that was pretty cool. Makes sense, you know, but mom switched around spells what, Mike? Mom.
Mom, yeah.
Yeah, it's MOM, whether you put it this way, you flip it upside down, it's wow. And so I thought, there's many wow moments that moms have, right? You know, many moments that moms have that are like wow moments. And I thought about these ladies in the Bible, some of the famous moms, and I thought about Eve, the original mother.
Yep.
Think about her. Nobody knew what it meant to be pregnant. Nobody knew what it meant to have a baby. And here Eve, the first woman on the face of this earth, gives birth to a baby. Talk about a wow moment. That must have been pretty amazing. Then you think about Sarah, the mom who had to wait forever and ever, it seemed like. You see, she had to wait over 25 years since that promise was given to Abraham, right? In Genesis chapter 15, he said, you're going to have a son. He's going to have descendants as numerous as the stars. Oh, that's going to be great. And they waited and waited and waited, and nothing came. When she was 90 years old, she gave birth to that baby. Can you imagine how exciting it was in that mom's life when she found out after all those years of being barren, she was pregnant? I'll bet she was super excited, telling everybody she knew, you know, getting that can and tin string like, hey, did you hear? We're having a baby. I mean, I'll bet she was excited. Then Bathsheba. What about Bathsheba? She must have had a pretty mom wow moment when she gave birth to Solomon, the wisest man that will ever live, and according to the Bible. So that was pretty exciting. And then you can't talk about moms in the Bible without mentioning them, like Mike said, Mary. Mary must have had all kinds of wow moments, if you think about it, right? When the angel appeared to her and said, you're going to have a baby? She'd have been like, I mean, how would you act, Carol, if that happened to you?
Startled.
You'd be pretty excited. George would come home and be like, Carol, what have you been doing while I've been at work? Yep, see, George, he'd be on that bandwagon. Say, George, it's of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. See? I don't know that you guys would be matching so adorably after that conversation, Sister Carol. But it was a mom moment. It was a wow moment. I mean, who has had an angel appear to him and tell him that kind of news? And then it gets even more exciting, right? She gives birth to the baby that's going to be the savior of the world. You know, when we gave birth to our first baby, we were scared. We thought we could drop it. We thought it might break. It might get hurt. But what if it was the savior of the world? How would you treat that baby? Like, oh. And then when you wanted to spank it because it peed on you or something, what would you do? Well, oh, this could come back to haunt me later. I don't know. I mean, she had some wild moments. Not to mention what she had gone through when she saw her son as a grown man turn water into wine. That was pretty exciting. The wedding of Cana. And on top of that, she got to see her beloved son die right in front of her. How hard would that be? Wow moments. And so as I was thinking about wow moments with moms, I thought, Moses' mom, what a wow moment she must have had. You see, what was happening in the scripture is the Hebrews were having babies. That's what people do. They have babies. And they were under Egyptian rule. And the mean Egyptian Pharaoh, he was not happy. He said, you know what? These Hebrew children are reproducing like guppies, Brother Larry. They are. They're just having kids and kids and kids and kids. And they could overtake us. They could overrule us. Well, you know what? I'm not going to let that happen. And so what he did is he said, I'm going to enslave those people. And so that's what he did. He enslaved those Hebrew children. He enslaved those Israelites. And he thought, this will keep them under control. But you know what happened, Larry? They had more babies. They kept producing. You couldn't stop them. Now, man, I wish I was a Hebrew. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, they were going like crazy. It was nuts. David, that was for you, brother. But I'm telling you, so they were getting worried. They didn't know what to do. And so he said, they're enslaved and they're still having babies. They're still going to be able to overcome us. I got an idea. And so he said this in Exodus 1:22. He said, every Hebrew woman that has a male, they need to throw him in the Nile River. And every woman save. But every Hebrew male child, throw him in the Nile River. Man. And so Moses, when he was born, his mother hid him away. She loved her child. You love your kids? Wouldn't you do anything for your kids? Yeah, she loved her child, so she hid him away for 3 months. Try hiding away a brand new baby for 3 months. See how they don't scream, cry, whine, do something. 3 months she hid him because she loved him. Verse 2 says, so the woman conceived and she bore a son. And when she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him for 3 months. And you know what's interesting about that? Is it doesn't say anything about Moses' dad. Where's that guy? I mean, how come he's not helping her hide the baby for 3 months? What is he doing? How come he's not in the picture? I don't know. You don't read about him in here. But I can't imagine what this mom was going through, trying to hide her baby for 3 months. But you do something when you love your child. You do anything for that child, right? How many moms in here had to work to support their family when they had a child? Any moms have to do that? How many moms stayed up all night long with their kids when they were sick, standing by their side, got no sleep the next night? You see, as a mom or a dad, you will do what it takes for that child that you love. And so Moses' mom, she was doing the same thing. She's like, man, I bore this baby. I love this baby. It's beautiful. I'm going to take care of this baby. So for 3 months, she was able to hide it. Now, you got to remember, that's got to be scary, because the Pharaoh could have came at any point in time, killed her and the baby and everybody else in the house, and nobody would have asked any questions. So she really was risking her life to be able to save her child. You know, I thought about that, and I thought, being a dad, having a kid that's graduating in just a couple hours, I thought, it's hard enough for me to let go of my daughter or my son when they choose to go off to the military or college or the workforce when they're 18. Can you imagine having to let your baby go when they're 3 months? I mean, you carried the baby for almost 10 months. It's got to be hard. That's the woman we're talking about. Tell me she's not a wild mom. Awesome mom. But then verse 3 tells us this. It says, but when she could no longer hide him, she took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, and put the child in it, laid it in the reeds by the riverbank, and his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him. You know, I was reading through that, and I'm like, she hid him for 3 months. Why would she do that? What is she doing? But remember this. She was a Hebrew. She was raised under the Word of God. And she knew this. God saved Noah and the whole face of the earth through an ark. God could save her baby through a little ark too. And so she trusted the Lord. She built this little tiny ark and she set him down the river. Now I want to point out that we don't even know the woman's name yet. The mystery mom. We don't even know her name is. You got to go 4 more chapters to find out what her name is. In Exodus chapter 6, and her name is this, Jochebed. That's her name, Jochebed. Her name means glory of Jehovah. She's only mentioned in the Bible 2 times, but she made a huge impact. You know the thing about motherhood? Is you don't get paid money for motherhood typically. It's not seen as a high profile occupation where your face is always plastered on the TV and you're signing autographs for days. You don't get your own line of Nike shoes or a great jersey that says number one mom. Typically you don't get all that stuff. But don't let that cause you to think it's not an important role. You see, society has a way of exalting roles that aren't important and diminishing roles that are important. Think about this. What's more important to our society, a teacher or a movie star?
Movie star.
A teacher, exactly. And so out of those two, who gets paid the most?
Movie star, yeah.
Whose role is more important to society? A soldier or a professional athlete? A soldier, but who gets paid more?
Athlete.
The athlete. See, it just doesn't make sense. So moms, don't feel bad if you don't have this unbelievable celebrity status. There is nothing in the world today more important than the role of shaping the next generations. And moms are a huge part of doing that. They have more impact than most others. And so notice something else here. So Jochebed, she builds this ark. She puts the baby in this ark. She sends this baby down the stream. And so what she has to do is she has to put trust in God that God is going to take care of this baby, that God really does love this baby more than she does. And moms, let me tell you, if you have a child or if you even have a husband, they're going to cause you to really need to trust in the Lord sometimes. And they are. I mean, there are some things that come up that you just can't control. They're just out of your control. There's going to be some things your kids do that you're going to think are crazy. And so what you have to do is you just do the best you can. And then you pray for him and you trust God. Sister Lorene had a moment like that this last week. She would have done anything she could to save her little boy, who's not really a little boy. How old is Marlon now?
He's in his
40s. But her son was going through a tough time. She would have did anything she could to help him. But she couldn't. So she just had to pray and trust God. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes. And folks, I know it's hard for a lot of us to trust. And the reason it's hard for us to trust is because we've trusted somebody before and they've let us down. We've trusted a family member. We trusted a relative, a friend, somebody who said they'd be there for us, and they let us down. And so now when it comes to trusting God, it's really hard for us because everybody else we trusted had let us down, and we don't want that to happen with God. But you know, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us the truth. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding, and all your ways submit to Him. He will make your pathways straight. It's tough to trust. But I want to encourage you this morning. You might be going through something that's big. Something that you don't understand how you're going to get through it. But God is bigger than your problems. Amen?
Amen.
And this is the same thing that Moses' mom had to go through. She didn't know how this baby was going to be taken care of. But she put it down. Listen to what happened. It says, then the daughter of the Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river. And her maidens walked along the riverside. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. And when she opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him, and she said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then his sister, that means Moses' sister, Miriam, said to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew woman that she may nurse the child for you? And the Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. So the maiden went and called the child's mother. The child's mother. Then the Pharaoh's daughter said to her, take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages. So the woman took the child and nursed him. And as the child grew, she brought him to the Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, saying, because I drew him out of the water. You see, the Pharaoh wanted to kill Moses. He wanted to kill all those little Hebrew babies. Now, I don't care if they're a boy. You throw them in the river and you let them die. But God had a bigger plan. God said, no, we're going to take care of this. And that little Hebrew baby was raised right under the Pharaoh's nose by his own mother. Praise God. And she was even paid wages for it. Tell me God doesn't know how to take care of his children. Amen?
Amen.
But then you got to wonder, how did he know he was Hebrew? They certainly aren't teaching people about Hebrew religion and about God back then. Not in Egypt. You know how he knew? Mama told him. Because Mama loved him. And when he turned 40 years old, he delivered them from the people. He was cast out. He went to go start the process of delivering all those Israelites, all those Hebrew children. And so Moses fulfilled a great purpose because of his mama's love. And that's the last lesson we see here. As parents, we don't know how long we're going to have our children. We have no idea. We don't know how long they're going to be with us. Seems like just yesterday, mine were in diapers. In just a few hours, Josh graduates. And they're both making plans, Faith and Josh, for college or careers. I can't slow time down. I wish I could. I wish there were some things I could do differently. But I can't. I can't change time. And you know what? Moses' mom couldn't either, but she made the best of it. And when she made the best of it, her son knew the Lord. Her son knew what was right from wrong. And her son became a great warrior for Christ. So folks, moms, dads, teach your children. It doesn't matter how old they are or how young they are. Teach them right from wrong. Teach them good from bad. Teach them to make decisions that will glorify and honor God. Teach them by the way you live your life. You can tell a kid anything you want, but if you live your life a different way, they're never going to listen to you. The biggest calling that you have as a ministry as a mom is to teach your children and to love them. It's the greatest calling in all the world. Got one more quick thought and I close. What an amazing woman Jochebed was. She loved her child so much, she saved him for 3 months. Hid him away from the whole world. 3 months. When she couldn't hide him anymore, she put him in an ark, thinking that, hey, God saved the world through Noah in an ark. Maybe God will save my child too, and she trusted him. When the Pharaoh's daughter saw that baby floating down the river, she picked him up, called him Moses because he came out of the river. Then she needed a nurse. The old mom of the baby was chosen as the nurse and to raise the child. How awesome is that? Through that time, Moses was fed nutritionally. He was fed physically. And later on, he delivered the Israelites from Egypt. He received the Ten Commandments from the hand of the Lord on Mount Sinai. And even parted the Red Sea through God with a staff. All because one mom loved their child. You know what? We hear a lot about the great warriors and the great men and the great women in the world. But we don't always hear a lot about their moms. because their moms are standing behind them quietly, faithfully, serving, and teaching. You know Thomas Edison? Everybody knows Thomas Edison. Do you know Thomas Edison's mom?
Nope.
Nope.
Mrs. Edison.
Mrs. Edison, there you go. And you know, Thomas Edison attributes all of his great talent, skills, and hard work all to his mom, because without his mom, he would have never lived. We don't know her name, but we know that without her, Thomas Edison would have never came to be. Folks, Moses came because Jochebed was a good mother. And you know, we have many great moms and many great dads in our society today. And so I just want to use this time to thank you all. Thank you, moms, for all your hard work. Thank you, dads, for all your hard work. Keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Motherhood is one of the toughest roles in the world. But just like Jochebed, you too can raise a good child. You too can set an example. And maybe you say, well, here, I'm here today, and I'm not really a mom. I don't have a child. Well, somebody looks up to you in this church. You may have a dog at home that looks up to you. If you don't come home, he's not getting fed. You are a parent to somebody. Somebody looks up to you, and you are important. And so embrace that role that you have. Live for the Lord. Teach your children. Love them. And don't let anything get in between them seeing the love for God that you live in your life. Let's stand and bow our heads as we go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, God, for Mother's Day. I thank you for a day that set aside just to tell moms how amazing they are, Lord. God, I thank you that we're able to see these things through a child's eyes and what a child goes through. We're thankful to see them through an adult and what an adult goes through. And God, we're able to see them through our own eyes too. But Lord, I know there's a lot of people that have a hard time on Mother's Day. I know that sometimes there are people that look at Mother's Day and this is just not a day they want to celebrate. Maybe it's because their mom has gone ahead and she's with you now, Lord. Maybe it's a hard day for them because they have been trying to be a mom for years or months or weeks, but it's just not happening, God. And so it's hard on them. They say, man, I want to be a mother more than anything, but God, it's just not happening. And so I know today can be a hard day for them. Maybe there's a mom out here that's having a tough time because they remember a child that had passed away. Maybe there's a mother that is dealing with a child today that they love. It's alive. They're going to try to spend time with it, but the child has just run and turned their back on them. Lord, help our mothers today, Lord. Strengthen them, encourage them, let them know how important they are, Lord. And God, tell them not to ever give up, but to continue focusing and fighting the good fight. If there's anybody here that needs to come pray for one of their children, that needs to come pray for something in their life, you're welcome to come and pray as we sing this verse of invitation. The verse of invitation is hymn 486, Jesus is Lord of all.